was some really serious guitar there, right there. I'll get back to that in a minute, because this set was bands that are going to be playing in this area this next week. Started with the Doug McDonald Band doing Tidal Wave, The Missile, from their album Soundcheck. They're going to be at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville Friday night. After that, you heard Highway Chapel with Nobody Crying from their recent self-titled disc. And band plays, I guess you could say, Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll, a bunch of stuff. And they have members who are in James Strait and The Wide Stance. They're going to be in the same bill with Doug McDonald Band at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville Friday night. Those were the local bands. Now you had some non-local acts going to be in town. It was Los Lobos with Burn It Down from the 2010 album Tin Can Trust. They're going to, at Wednesday night, they're going to be at the Hampton Beach Casino in New Hampshire. And Saturday afternoon at the Indian Ranch in Webster, Mass. And then you heard the Foo Fighters with The Pretender. I don't believe I don't have this information written down, unfortunately, but they are going to be at Fenway Park this week, two nights. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have it written down, so I don't remember which nights they're going to be there, but it'll be easy to find out. Might be on the weekend, I'm not sure, though. In any case, that'd be a great show, the Foo Fighters at Fenway Park. I mean, I've seen a couple of concerts at Fenway Park myself, a Bruce Springsteen and a Paul McCartney, and great shows, and I'm sure the Foo Fighters, they'll be tearing up the place. And then the set ended with Walter Trout with We're All In This Together. That was his album where he had a lot of guests on different cuts, and that was Joe Bonamassa was featured with him on that cut. And Walter Trout is going to be at TCAN in Natick, the Center of the Arts in Natick, on Friday night of this week. I can't wait to see that. Always wanted to see Walter Trout. I've never seen him unless he was in the Blues Breakers, I believe, in the 80s, and I saw the Blues Breakers several times in the 80s, so I might have seen him then. I don't know, but it'll be great to see him solo. My name's Marion Farrow. This is Rock Under the Radar. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your dial, WMFO.org online. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. Now I have getting into serious guitar time, which is kind of just sort of segued into it, I guess you could say. Tonight, my serious guitar time tonight are all serious guitarists doing covers of other bands, other songs. So that's what I'm going to give you now. First, I have blues rock guitarist Anthony Gomes doing Led Zeppelin's Heartbreaker from his 2008 album Live. Guitarist Gomes grew up in Canada, moved to Chicago in the late 90s to play blues clubs, and later moved to Nashville. He released his debut album in 1998, and in 2003 won the Blues Wax Artist of the Year. He's released a few more albums since and has continued touring. Live was his greatest commercial success to date, and it made it to number one on the Billboard Top Blues Albums. Now, Gomes has several shows in the area coming up. He'll be at Chien's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island on Friday night, Nine Wallace in Beverly, Mass on Saturday night, and Nelson's Candy in Wilton, New Hampshire on Sunday night. So you have three opportunities to see Anthony Gomes in the Massachusetts, Greater Boston area, I guess you could say, because you got Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. Not real close to Boston, but in any case, he's in the area. So here is Anthony Gomes doing Heartbreaker live.
Set eyes on you at the triple door. Y'all feeling all alone and blue. People crying, some people die by the wicked ways of love. keep on rolling along with the grace of the Lord above. We'll be right back.
And that was just part one of Serious Guitar Time. And these are all serious guitarists doing covers, and boy, they're tearing it up, ain't they? Yeah. All right, first was, Anthony Gomes doing Led Zeppelin's Heartbreaker. And I said he has several shows coming up in the area. He'll be at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Friday night, Nine Wallace in Beverly, Mass, Saturday night, and Nelson's Candy in Wilton, New Hampshire, on Sunday night. Then you heard Eric Steckel doing ZZ Top's Waiting for the Bus from his new album, Polyphonic Prayer. He's only about 27 years old and recorded his first CD live when he was just 11. Originally from Pennsylvania, in 2003, he played at the Sarasota Blues Festival, where he was introduced by John Mayall as the youngest guitarist ever on stage with the Blues Breakers. He played with Mayall several times after that and also played at festivals worldwide. And I said you heard ZZ Top's Waiting for the Bus. Then you heard Bex Bolero, Rice Pudding, from the brand new album from Joe Bonamassa, British Blues Explosion Live, where Joe pays homage to British blues rock guitarists that inspired him. And of course, those are Jeff Beck songs. Incredible. And I want to thank Mark from Medford for just calling in. And I'm very glad you're enjoying the show and your neighbors as well. That is terrific. Thank you so much for calling. Now I have another set of covers by Serious Guitar Times. And this kind of happened by coincidence, but they're all by serious guitarists named Gary. That's right. First I have, this is kind of an interesting choice of a cover, but this is Gary Hoey doing Red Rider's 1981 song Lunatic Fringe from Gary's album American Made. Hoey's a Mass native. I think he left here quite a ways back, but he's been around a long time and still plays around here too. I'm surprised there's still a lot of people unaware of him, which surprises me. But here is Gary Hoey doing Lunatic Fringe.
closed on a Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Call it stormy Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday is worse. Thursday's oh so sad. Flies on Friday. Saturday I'll go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I'll go out to play. Sunday I go to church. I get down on my knees and pray. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Mercy on me.
that was three serious guitarists named Gary putting their stamp on these covering these songs. First was Gary Hoey doing Lunatic Fringe from his album American Made. I was never that big on that song by Red Ryder, but I like Gary Hoey's version. Then you heard Gary Clark Jr. with this cover of The Beatles' Come Together, which was a single and was also on the soundtrack for the movie The Justice League, the original on the Beatles' 69 album Abbey Road. Then Gary Moore doing Stormy Monday from the new album Blues and Beyond, a collection of Moore's studio recordings. The two-disc set is also available as part of a box set that includes a disc of live recordings and an official biography. Stormy Monday was written and recorded by T-Bone Walker in 1947, has become a blues standard. Walker was one of the earliest musicians to use the electric guitar. The song's original name was Call It Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad, though it came to be referred to as just Stormy Monday. Most of us rockers are probably most familiar with it from the Allman Brothers version from the 1971 live album at the Fillmore East. Wow, that was some great guitar, huh? I usually like to end the show with serious guitar time because anything after it is sort of anticlimactic, but you know what? I've still got about 20 more minutes, so I'm going to play some more music for you. Maybe not serious guitar, but still be playing some music. Where did this go? What am I looking for? Okay, I just found out Ray Fernandez, the drummer from the Billy Connors Projects, told me that they're going to be playing, when's the 21st? What night is that? It's this week. At Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester, Mass. So I thought I'd play something from them, the Billy Connors Project with Limousine Jean from their newest album. Let's see if this works. I haven't played one from this for a while. Billy Connors Project.
but you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, know she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in the back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot tears, gas, getting 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, know she's gonna drive those fellas wild.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Love. But how you say it, woman? Just start.
Yeah. That's it.
Sister went to milk and she didn't know how. She grabbed a bull instead of a cow. Mama, mama, you better come here quick. My sister milking the bull about it. Milking mother for you, don't you know? She's a milking mother for you, don't you know? She's a milking mother for you. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
Let's see, what did we just hear? We heard, okay. First, I played the Billy Connors Project with Limousine Jean from their recent self-titled disc. As I said, they're going to be playing, where'd I put that? Wait a minute. They're going to be playing on the 21st at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester. And after that, you heard Genya Raven with I Won't Sleep on the Wet Spot No More from her album And I Mean It in 1979. And she, a.k.a. Goldie Zelkowicz, she was born in Poland, came with her parents and sister when she was a kid in 1949. They were the only ones of her family to survive the Holocaust. And then I never realized how significant a figure in music she'd been. As a singer, she co-founded, I believe, the first all-female rock band, Goldie and the Gingerbreads, when she was 17. Changed her name to Genya Raven, was the lead singer of the band Ten Wheel Drive in 1968. did a few albums with them, did solo albums, produced some of her albums, also worked as a producer for several record labels, produced acts including the Dead Boys, Tiny Tim, Kool and the Gang, Ronnie Spector. She was the first woman to produce significant male bands. That's pretty cool. In 2006, Steven Van Zandt recruited her to host a monthly radio show on his Underground Garage radio channel on Sirius. That's very cool. Then you heard a little amusing little ditty from Buddy Guy's new album, The Blues is Alive and Well. That was Milking Mother Fire. And the set ended with Cream's I Feel Free, which I got from the Cream of Clapton compilation album. But it's a great song. It's nice and, I don't know, it makes you feel free, right? Yeah. In any case, I'm winding down right now, so it's been great playing music for you, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Some of you know I also do I do a show on WCAC on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., and then Moxkin Radio Thursday nights from 10 to midnight. And I'll be back here again next Monday at 2 p.m. playing you some Rock Under the Radar. In the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Good night.